It's 6 minutes past seven. John S. Doyle is here with it, says in the papers.
Gartha Kevin Flatley was a faithful public servant. Those are the words of the Gartha Commissioner, Drew Harris, quoted in the Irish Examiner's lead headline. He said the Gartha's death yesterday while conducting speed checks in North County Dublin was a terrible reminder of the dangers faced by Gardaí enforcing road traffic legislation. Gartha Flatley from Balbriggan, who was 49 and a married father of two young children, was described by the Commissioner as a well-liked and well-respected member of the force, and he is the focus of most front pages. The papers note that he is the 90th member of An Gartha Síochána to be killed in the line of duty since the foundation of the force in 1922. He died after being hit by a motorcycle whose rider was taken to hospital in a serious condition, the papers say. Ishka Éireann, formerly Irish Water, is the main story for the Irish Times. The paper reports that the utility has warned Dublin City Council about worsening water and sewage capacity that could jeopardise the council's plans for a new suburb of 6,000 homes on a large industrial estate in the capital. The site referred to is the 77-hectare Dublin Industrial Estate opposite Glasnevin Cemetery. There's more housing in the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. Craig Hughes reports that the former housing minister, Dara O'Brien, did not consult with his officials prior to telling coalition leaders last August that 40,000 new homes would be built in 2024. This, the reporter says, is despite officials advising him days earlier that the most accurate forecaster was predicting between 30,000 and 33,000 new homes. As it turned out, Central Statistics Office figures published in January showed that just 30,330 new homes were built. Is Limerick City at risk of becoming the drug capital of modern Ireland? That's the question asked in the Examiner. The paper devotes two pages to the subject. Manon Gilbert reports that the novelist Joseph O'Connor, who is head of creative writing at the University of Limerick, said that students have told him it is easier to get cocaine in Limerick than it is to get a pint. They had spoken of flyers being put through the letterboxes of premises where they are staying, with a kind of menu of what's available, to give us a call and we'll have it round to you in 30 minutes. Patients can now expect to endure an average stay of over 7 hours in a hospital emergency department, an hour longer than a decade ago, according to health service executive figures published in the Irish Independent. Eilish O'Regan has that story. In an editorial, the paper notes that health service chiefs are promising that from this summer, staff across the entire health service will be rostered to work outside normal office hours. A&E waiting time must be the driver for hospital reforms, says the headline. For light relief, literally, there's a fine photograph on the Times front page by Chris Madaloni. It's of a Bealtaine fire on the hill of Ishnock in County Westmeath, lit on Saturday to mark the old Celtic festival of the beginning of summer.
And that's John S. Doyle at 9 minutes past seven. It is a tragic Monday. We'll have more throughout the programme on the death of Gartha Kevin Flatley and two teenagers in Donegal.